morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here on the Takeaway, flying solo this week. Although I'm joined by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick as we await the president delivering a statement following the posting of a Hawaii birth certificate, confirming, at least as far as we can tell, confirming that the president has a U.S. birth certificate, and this whole birther issue is a non-issue, which is what the president has insisted upon all along. Todd Zwillick, how widely watched is this moment going to be for the president speaking?
Widely, John. I feel like I'm reporting to you from beyond the land of Oz here. The president has already shown that he was born in Hawaii. He released what every person who's born in Hawaii gets, which is a certificate of live birth. Or a COLB from Hawaii that was released.
Todd, here's the president. He's coming to the podium, giving a statement.
To break in on all kinds of other discussions. I was just back there listening to Chuck. He was saying, it's amazing that he's not going to be talking about national security. I would not have the networks breaking in if I was talking about that, Chuck, and you know it. as many of you have been briefed, we provided additional information today about the site of my birth. Now, this issue has been going on for two and a half years now. I think it started during the campaign. And I have to say that over the last 2.5 years, I have watched with bemusement. I've been puzzled at the degree to which this thing just kept on going. We've had every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this, confirm that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii August 4th, 1961, in Kapi'olani Hospital. We've posted the certification that is given by the state of Hawaii on the Internet for everybody to see. People have provided affidavits that they, in fact, have seen this birth certificate. And yet, this thing just keeps on going. Now, normally, I would not comment on something like this, because obviously there's a lot of stuff swirling in the press at any given day, and I've got other things to do. But 2 weeks ago, when the Republican House had put forward a budget that will have huge consequences potentially to the country. And when I gave a speech about my budget and how I felt that we needed to invest in education and infrastructure and making sure that we had a strong safety net for our seniors, even as we were closing the deficit, during that entire week, the dominant news story wasn't about these huge monumental choices that we're going to have to make as a nation. It was about my birth certificate. And that was true on most of the news outlets that were represented here. And so I just want to make a larger point here. We've got some enormous challenges out there. There are a lot of folks out there who are still looking for work. Everybody is still suffering under high gas prices. We're going to have to make a series of very difficult decisions about how we invest in our future, but also get a hold of our deficit and our debt. How do we do that in a balanced way? And this is going to generate huge and serious debates, important debates. And there are going to be some fierce disagreements. And that's good. That's how democracy is supposed to work. And I'm confident that the American people and America's political leaders can come together in a bipartisan way and solve these problems. We always have. But we're not going to be able to do it if we are distracted. We're not going to be able to do it if we spend time vilifying each other. We're not going to be able to do it if we just make stuff up and pretend that facts are not facts. We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers. We live in a serious time right now, and we have the potential to deal with the issues that we confront in a way that will make our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids proud. And I have every confidence that America in the 21st century is going to be able to come out on top just like we always have. But we're going to have to get serious to do it. Now, I know that there's going to be a segment of people for which, no matter what we put out, this issue will not be put to rest. But I'm speaking to the vast majority of the American people, as well as to the press. We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do. I've got better stuff to do. We got big problems to solve, and I'm confident we can solve them, but we're going to have to focus on them, not on this. Thanks very much, Irvin.
Calling folks who have dwelled on the birther issue carnival barkers and calling the whole issue of the question of his citizenship status a form of silliness that distracts America from very, very serious problems. That's President Obama explicitly referring to the issue of where he was born, posting a birth certificate or certificate of live birth that confirms he was born in Hawaii on August 4th, 1961. The president there in the Oval Office not taking questions from the media, although you can hear from the sound of the cameras, there were plenty of media present. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So President Obama kind of preempts the question at the end there. He says this will not, for a certain group of people, put this issue to rest. Number one, why and what has he put to rest here, do you think?
Well, I think to the first question, why, is because the issue of the president's birth is a conspiracy theory. And as you know, John, and as I know, if a conspiracy theory is alive, facts aren't going to kill it. They almost never do. Think of all your favorite conspiracy theories, and you can pile as many facts upon it.
Well, but concretely, does this mean we're going to be looking at the fonts on the birth certificate to see if they're like Arial, like the old CBS story?
Yeah, you will find people, I believe, you were speculating, you will find people looking at the authenticity of the long-form birth certificate. Now, the certificate of live birth and the long-form birth certificate, John, are two separate documents.
Right, right.
The certificate of live birth was released by the Obama campaign in 2008 when these questions first surfaced. That wasn't good enough for people, and immediately, the authenticity of that document was questioned. I see no reason to believe why the authenticity of this document, by people who just don't want to believe the president of the United States is an American, won't question the authenticity of this document.
Right, right, right. All right, so the president refers to carnival barkers distracting us. Who is he talking about there? Donald Trump? Boehner?
Not John Boehner. I think that this is not the first time that Donald Trump has been compared directly to P.T. Barnum. In the press, he seems to be taking on that role. So I consider that to be a veiled swipe at Donald Trump. But you know, the president may not have done himself any favors politically by sort of cutting the knees out from under Donald Trump, because there's tons of Republicans who want Donald Trump to go away. They want to be viewed. They don't want to be viewed as the party of the conspiracy theorist wing nuts. They want to be viewed as the party that wants to argue over taxes and deficits and Medicare and real problems.
Indeed, a discussion we've had on this program. And for Trump, there are plenty of knees where those came from. That's for sure. Give us your notion of what the president's speech has meant, both politically and to this issue of the birther movement. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And Young Zwillick, you have an assignment this morning. You're going to be figuring out what the Washington reaction is, correct?
Absolutely. And it's fast and furious right now. If you could see the Twitter feeds, they're scrolling pretty much faster than I've seen, oh boy, in months.
And you can poll Washington folks, at least the folks who are there, on reaction to Leon Panetta moving over to the Pentagon, at least the nomination expected to come down officially later today. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.